listen right now. I got a camera. You can count on me. We'll talk. If you need some confidence, look at me. If you need some swag, look at me. Can I count on you, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Can I count on you, Free?
Yes.
Can I count on you, Anthony? Hey,
that was the guy right there, Kalen Newton, former B2C Player of the Year back in the day. Obviously, his brother is Cam Newton, but look, make no bones about it. This guy is a fantastic ball player. You see what he's done at Howard University. He's done a great job. Handle his business at the quarterback position. If you want to talk about some great football this past weekend, look no further than the Tucker versus Central DeKalb game. Look, no excuses here. Both teams well-coached. Both players came to play. Both parents, both set of parents cheered their boys on. Look, man, it was phenomenal. It was almost like we went a time warp, man. Honestly, good football, great action. Hey, dap it up after the game, give love, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? That type of football was going on. At the end, Tucker would come back and win the ball game 20-14. But again, guys, both teams played an amazing game. You know, you hate to say there's no loser, you know, when you have games like this. But no, that's not true. There's a scoreboard. There's a reason to keep points. Somebody wins, somebody loses. But Central DeKalb, they got something they can go back, they can work on, they can improve themselves, they can get better. Tucker looks good. And I'm not talking about regular looks good. Tucker looks good, and Tucker looks, dare I say, can't believe I'm about to say this. Tucker looks like a team that can beat the Georgia Seminoles. Yeah, I said it. Tucker looks like a team that can beat the Georgia Seminoles. Listen, they were down to Central DeKalb. The kids could have gave up. Parents could have gave up. People could have just started dropping their heads, everything like that. But here's the one thing about this team. Yeah, they can play defense. They do a great job. You know, they got to fix their offsides. They got to fix some penalty issues, kids jumping offsides and everything like that on defense. But at the end of the day, they can put the ball in the end zone. Number one scoring offense in the YFA. That league, that conference, tough league to play in. Tough league to put points up in. And they're averaging 20 points a game. That's like in the SEC when you see a team averaging like 35 points a game. You know, over 30 points a game. That's when you know they got a juggernaut on offense and they can put some points up. Because it's hard to do. Very hard to do. But this week, guys, man, I got a great coach in right now, coach from ABA. You got Coach Bug. You got Coach Reggie over there, Coach Hilton. A lot of your coaches, Knight, he's doing a great job over there. Juan with a 5-and-under. Program's doing a great job. They're handling their business. Right now, we got a good one in. Coach Bug, what's going on, man? Before you say anything, I just want to straight up ask you a question. For a long time, your brother and you have had success on the field with your teams. You know, and let's be real about it. You haven't been able to keep the kids like you wanted to. You know, the kids have gone different places. I'm not sure why. I don't know what's going on with that. I think you guys do a great job. But tell me, like, how do you put that hard work in those kids? How do you get those kids to produce? Because every single year, not the past, I don't want to say 2 years, but before that, every single year you seem to be losing players. And you still produced a very good team that was in the hunt for the championship series every single year.
Working hard, man, you know, working hard, putting in the grind at practice every day, man. You know, when we come down, it's no play. When it's just stay focused, you know, stay on the grind and stay on the kids, man. You know, we just don't tolerate the BS. I learned from the best, man. Coach Tim, Coach Jermaine, I remember some from Sean, I remember some from Coach P, a lot of that, man, you know, and just try to emphasize into my game some.
All right, Coach, we wanted to bring on Coach Rich from Georgia Thoroughbred 7-and-under, but he wasn't able to make it. As you know, he works the late shift and everything like that. But we had Coach Jeff on. And so, guys, we ask that you keep it clean. We know you're going to have fun, all that kind of good stuff. You know, but understand kids are sometimes listening. But I got to ask, man, Coach Jeff, Coach Bug, why do you guys feel your team should be ranked number one?
Oh, I feel that way because we 4-0 in the YFA. Even though it was preseason, we beat the Jeff Thoroughbred. You know what I mean? Until they beat us, they shouldn't be number one. But, you know, as the strength of schedule, I can respect that. But it's all good, though. You know, ain't no pressure on that.
Coach Jeff, you can respond?
We 4-0 in the YFA.
Oh, here's why if they win, they running clock and all that, you win with a minute. I ain't even know we get ranked off that stuff or off of running clock stuff. That wasn't even supposed to happen like that. But our schedule tougher. We go through more tougher opponents. And we line up with whoever. We ain't running from nobody. Just like when ABA beat us, we told them that we line it up. They told us, no, they play politics. Like, we ready to line up with whoever, whenever. You want the number one, you got to come get it. And that's the same mentality of our head coach. We all got it. We ready to line it up on the 50. Whoever wants it, they can get it.
Last year, we considered the B2C Championship Series the best we have ever seen, especially at the 6 and under age group. This year, Georgia Thoroughbreds coming off championship, playing the preseason game. You guys take a loss. Take a loss to ABA. Tell me, what can you guys do differently to change that outcome?
Give us a 10-minute stop clock. That's what you can do. That's exactly what you can do. You can give us 10 minutes on the clock and don't run it.
Coach Bug, what are your thoughts?
Definitely, I think the score would be more than what it was the first time. We got a stop clock. That really isn't supposed to score the first time. But, you know, everything happened. But, you know,
this plain disrespect to the number one team in the nation. This disrespect. You don't tell us we didn't supposed to score, man.
Hey, man, I just got to keep it real, man. You feel me? On the defensive coordinator and the head coach, man, you know. I take that very disrespectful to my defense. You feel me?
Last year, B2C Player of the Year, El Toro, he won it and very, very well deserved, man. The kid had a phenomenal year. But, Coach Buck, I know defense is your calling card. So you tell me, you guys play again, why would your defense be able to shut out the Georgia Thoroughbreds?
That's a good question.
Because if they keep on doing the same thing they did the first time, it's no different. There's no way they're gonna score on us again, period. Because if they're going to have that same offense they had, that's going to be totally shut down. And what we've seen Saturday, they definitely not going to score.
Oh, my God.
Coach Jeff, kind of the same question to you, except offensively. What adjustments do you guys make so, you know, you're able to get on the scoreboard and you're able to put up enough points to win the ball game?
Last time we played, we was a little sluggish. Our running backs was a little tired. They done ate 5-6 slices of pizza. We ain't making no excuses because we the one took them down. But it is what it is. But it's hard to stop. It's easy to see out here looking in. We can stop that train until you jump in front of it. Why was it? We got two of the top three backs in the nation. Two. Then we just added another one on in Lil Flash. So now we got speed plus all that power. That's hard to stop. I don't care who you is.
Going
to
be a good year, an exciting year. Obviously, two good teams, and their coaches obviously believe in what they can do. They should. They can get it done on the field. So, coaches, I'm going to leave this up to you. Leave the floor open. Coach Bug, Coach Jeff, doesn't matter who goes first. Anything else you would like to say?
Yeah. As you should have asked them, when they got that number one rank and why they ran from us, now all of a sudden they want to see us. We didn't get an answer to that question, then we wanted to know that. All of a sudden they ready for us when they find out we were number one, but when they got it, we couldn't get no ass. What you think we should do? Let them wait or line it up with them?
Hey, Coach, you know me, man. I just leave it up to you guys to decide that. Hey, Coach Bug, man, I'll leave you with the last word. What do you want to say?
No, man, I just say, hey, man, y'all keep on striving for your best, man. But we finna go down here and take care of these folks Sunday, man. Us and Thoroughbred, okay. Man, Georgia versus everybody. But, you know, when we get back to Georgia, man, it's on them. If they call, we want to meet them at the 50. That's all I can say. But if they don't want to meet until they get to the B2C, that's on them then. I can respect that because that's what we was going to do. You know what I mean? But, hey.
I'm glad you finally admitted it. Glad you admitted we ready to line it up. I'm glad y'all finally said it. We're lining up with y'all. We ready. Y'all want it. Y'all come get it. They let me enjoy the bird everybody Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
All right, man. We'd like to thank Coach Bug, Coach Jeff, Georgia Thoroughbreds ranked number one, Atlanta Bulldogs ranked number two. Appreciate both of those guys coming on. There's going to be some great football going on this weekend. Look, the game I got my eye on, DYJ taking on East Metro in the 11 under division. We are going to see if these teams are for real. DYJ, a lot of promise, a lot of hope. They got a linebacking core that can play with anybody. Anybody. Just got to put them in position. That's it. These guys can run. They're physical, fast. They great steps. Get to the ball. When they get to the ball, they get there with violent intentions. Like, everything is there. Oh, you know what? With that type of defense, I would just literally tell my D lineman, look, plug a gap. Plug a gap. For those that don't understand what I'm saying by that, tell your defensive lineman to move forward and grab two players. Yeah, they say you can't do it. You can do it. You'll be fine. You get away with it. That's all I would have them do. Hold that defensive line, hold that offensive line up and tell those linebackers to run. Run free. Hit it. If it moves, hit it. If it moves, hit it. If it breathes, hit it. That's what I tell them to do. But, you know, then again, not my team. Not my call. East Metro, we're going to see if they're for real. Let me get it right. I know there's two East Metros out there. East Metro Steelers. Want to see if they're for real. See if they can play, man. See if they can get it on. You know, they beat William Walker. Very, very good team. But they didn't get enough credit for that win. That's a good team. Now, they got DYJ. Everybody's going to be comparing how the East Metro beat DYJ. You had Georgia Seminoles out there. You got Atlanta Bulldogs out there. You know, good group. Good group. See how it goes. But either way, guys, that is what we have for this week. Congrats to the player of the week, the award winners, offensive line of the week, all that good stuff. You can go online and see it on borntocompete.com. And make sure you catch us on NBC 11 Alive, Team 1-1, Friday nights with Jeff Hunter and the crew. And, of course, us, Born to Compete, the number one segment in the country. So cool to say. And then if you're riding in your car Monday mornings, you can listen to us on V103 with Frank Ski, the morning show. You catch us at 6:40 a.m. talking high school sports and youth sports. Of course, we mentioned you guys' name, your baby's name, all that good stuff. We're having a good time with it. And then, of course, you can catch us with our own Born to Compete radio show, the number one youth sports radio show in the country. Facts already. Happens fast. Take care, guys. We're out.